From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. James R. Campion, president of Columbia Green Community College, has announced he will retire in June at the close of the 2018-19 school year. Campion has led the college since 2000. Campion said, and I quote, "My career in higher education goes back 45 years. I first entered the State University of New York system 50 years ago this past September. It's been a long and rewarding journey and has reached its natural, if not bittersweet, end," end quote. Campion was born in Rhinebeck and has been involved with the community college on an administrative level since 1974. Campion was the fifth president in the school's 52-year history. During his tenure, Campion guided the college through multiple fluctuations in student enrollment, a recession, and preparing the college for the future with a $20 million capital project. Campion will retire to his home in Livingston. He is a trustee of the Columbia Economic Development Corporation, a member of the Olana Partnership Emeritus Council, and a member of the Columbia County Community Healthcare Consortium Board of Directors. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Times Union. The town of Rhinebeck is asking the state to reject Amtrak's request to erect fences and gates along the railroad tracks at some of the most popular Hudson River access points. At a meeting October 16th, the Rhinebeck Town Board approved a resolution allowing the town to send a letter to the state that contends there has been an ongoing effort by Amtrak and the state to keep local residents from accessing the river. The letter cites lost access in the village of Castleton on the Hudson, as well as ongoing attempts to close down access in Stuyvesant and Hyde Park. In addition to Rhinebeck, gate and/or fencing projects are currently proposed for Tivoli, Germantown, Stuyvesant, and Stockport. Amtrak parent company National Railroad Passenger has submitted an application for review by the State Department of State, arguing the fence and gate project will prevent train collisions, and I quote, "with either a vehicle or human being," end quote, without restricting authorized river access points. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting in the Times Union. The chief of staff for State Senator Simca Felder was placed on paid administrative leave October 16th after the Times Union had earlier reported that the aide, Rodney C. Powis, 48, an attorney from East Greenbush, had been accused of groping and sexually harassing a female lobbyist during a campaign fundraiser for State Senator George Amador. Powis attended the event as Felder's representative. The victim of the assault filed a criminal complaint with local police and notified Felder's office of the allegations over the weekend. The Senate's investigation of the matter will be handled by a private firm, and the Albany County Sheriff's Office is in the process of interviewing people who attended the party. Late Monday, Amador initially declined to say when he had been made aware of the incident. He said, and I quote, "I really don't know, really, what you're talking about, and I don't feel that I should, at this particular time, chat with you because I don't know," end quote. Amador did not say whether he had reported the allegations to Senate leadership as required. He called the paper back about an hour later to say that he had reported it, but declined to say when that was done. A Senate source said Amador had reported it over the weekend. His Democratic opponent in the upcoming election, Pat Strong, issued a statement criticizing Amador's handling of the matter. Strong said, and I quote, "Sexual assault and harassment took place at a George Amador fundraiser, and it appears nothing was done to address this situation until the press got involved. We must believe women and make it safe for women to come forward," end quote. The Senate's sexual harassment policy requires an investigation because Powis attended the private event on Felder's behalf and the alleged victim interacts with the legislature in an official capacity as a lobbyist. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.